In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In the service of today, we heard the Lord Jesus Christ informing us of 2 hours. 1 hour for those who hear the voice of the Lord, and those who hear will be living after death, or transfer from death to life. And then there is another hour. This hour will be on the last day when all the dead hear the voice of the Lord, and those who did good will go to everlasting life, and those who did bad will not go there, but will go to the condemnation. That's why here on earth we have the chance, and the door is opened, and the bosom of the Lord is available. And the forgiveness of our sins is for free for those who believe, who repent, who confess, who change their mind from bad to good, who choose purity rather than impurity, who choose faithfulness rather than honest life, those who chose to live with the Lord Jesus Christ, even if they suffer with Him, rather than with those who choose to be in rest in this life and losing the everlasting life. That's why whenever we bid farewell to one of our beloved who departs, who leaves this life, we come back to ourselves, asking ourselves where we are. Supposedly, and let us say, God forbid, but it will be referred to the will of God. If any one of us is asked right now to leave this life, where will be he going? To everlasting life? To delight in the heavenly Jerusalem? To be with the saints, the martyrs, the angels, the archangels? Over them all, the mother of God, Saint Mary, the mother of salvation, delighting with our Savior Jesus Christ, or we may, God forbid, lose all of this. This is a very good chance for us, and this is a life lesson. It's a practical lesson that no one will live forever here. And the more you prepare yourself for everlasting life, the more you will be familiar to this life forever. And if you don't train yourself in the life of prayer, praising, repentance, be attaching to the Lord, so we may not find ourselves ready for all these in heavens with Him when we take off this body, when we go only with our spirits into the paradise of joy. Hopefully, every one of us do not miss this everlasting life. That's why we pray every time in such an occasion like that for every one of us who was born again through water and spirit and became a member in the vine tree, in the true vine tree, and to be an organ in the body of Jesus Christ. At the end, not to be kicked out of this membership or organism. We pray from the bottom of our hearts for every one of us. We pray that we awake if we are drowned in the businesses of the world, not aware of our salvation. This is a lesson here. No one will live forever. And everyone needs to come back to himself to know that here is the spiritual mother who nourishes you, the spiritual mother who takes care of you, the spiritual mother who teaches you how to keep in the bosom of the Lord all time. Don't miss this occasion. And be wise enough to know that we are not living here forever, but we live there forever. We pray from all our hearts for this soul before God, to forgive him, to accept him, to be with him. And he is the Lord. No one can judge. No one can say anything. Because the life of everyone is a secret between the Lord and this one. However, as a church, we absolve him. And we say, O Lord, let it your will be done. Not our will. Just we pray for him, believing that he may be acceptable to you. And at the same time, we extend our sympathy to the whole family in Canada, in Egypt, and everywhere, asking the Lord to give all of them the sympathy of the Holy Spirit and the awareness of the life here. Prepare yourself for there. And do not think that you are living here forever. No. We will take off this body willingly or unwillingly. So let it be willingly. Like what St. Paul said, I have a great desire to be with Jesus Christ forever. Everyone who is ready for that will be happy when the Lord calls him, and vice versa. In the name of our fathers, the priests of Ottawa, St. Mary and St. George, the deacons, the servants, and everyone, the congregation, we extend our heart sympathy for you all, and to the rest of the family in Egypt, asking the Lord again for him to be accepted before the Lord in the last day. Glory be to God forever. Amen.